Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Giant plastic tarpaulin is covering the infield at Great American Ballpark, and it's a hard rain, so the Reds have announced that the start of tonight's game between the Cubs and Reds will be delayed.
Oh, great. Well, that's just great.
So what are they doing, Joe? What are they doing?
Joe Ostrowski, Knights on 670 The Score.
Yeah, deal with it. Once again, it's raining in Cincinnati. I'm here to fill time until there's baseball. But I do not appreciate the mindset of one Jordan Malley producing along with Chris Dickens tonight. They thought they were doing Cubs, and now they also have to deal with me right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's a text a few minutes ago from Jordan as he's telling me what line I have to check in on. I asked if it's just him or is there another producer. He said, oh, Dickens is here too. Till the game is called, then just me. I do not appreciate that. We all need a little positivity in our lives. I can say that now because the show's just starting. I've got a lot to complain about as usual. But Jordan, I mean, what do we have? Do we have an update? I know we haven't heard anything from the Reds in about an hour. Do we have any inside information? I see some Doppler radars are getting posted on Twitter. And I'm not very optimistic either, but they're sitting around just like the other day for hours and hours in a clubhouse. You would think if they're taking that measure during a pandemic, there's at least a 50% chance they're going to play, right?
You would hope so, right? But I don't know. The players trolling MLB on Twitter doesn't help their imaging either, so I don't know.
They want to leave Cincinnati. Yeah. I know. Yeah, it's... Well, first off, there it is. Mark Gonzalez just tweeted game postponed. So you had them sitting there for hours. So I was looking at the radar from home earlier today on my phone. I was actually trying multiple apps. I'm like, where is this window that people are expecting to see? Please tell me, where's the window? I don't see a window. And now they just realized that. I swear, there are some teams that operate like this. They're going to wait and wait and wait. Like, times are a little bit different. I mean, you got to take that into account. Well, that sucks. No Cubs and Reds tonight.
Well,
no Cubs, no White Sox. How long do I have to be on the air, guys? Has that been discussed? Does anybody have
until
an
10
idea?
O'clock, Joe? Come on.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing until 10.
All right, 9:45.
We'll do earlier. Every time somebody else is filling in for me, they don't do to 10. It's quite strange. All right, we have open phone lines, I guess, for the next how many hours? 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. That's how you call. That's how you text as well. I'm on Twitter, at Joe0670, at Joe0670. You just heard the voice. I think that was Chris Dickens, unfortunately for all of us involved. And Jordan Malley is also here. You know, if they had the bubble like the other sports, we wouldn't be dealing with this multiple times in one series.
That is correct.
Going to continue to happen? Of course it's going to continue to happen. Well, they have six off days the entire year? It's just perfect. Just perfect. So, Quintana, I'm assuming that his start is going to be pushed back a little bit here. And I think it's funny that many have been upset with how the Cubs bullpen has looked thus far. I mean, what were you expecting? Anybody that knows anything about this roster, like, okay, the hitting could be all right. Let's see if they change their approach a little bit. We've seen for the last few years, they go on these tears at times, and then they don't do much. Then you don't see them do much at all. Other times, long stretches, right? The starting rotation, experience. They can go on runs. Even last year, there were times you would see them go through the rotation a couple times, and they're pitching at such a very high level. You know, most of them are past their prime now, so they're not going to just be ace-like stuff throughout the entire rotation. But they can carry you for a couple of weeks. It's always been about the bullpen. And when you just shake your head, when you think about the guy at the end of the line who is supposed to be your best pitcher out there, when that's the number one concern you bring up on the team, number one concern you bring up in the bullpen, you're not really expecting anything. And the Cubs walked into the season saying, meh, we'll see if we have anything there. Maybe we can find something, a couple of guys. And they don't have, I don't know how long you're going to stick with Kimbrel, but they don't have many guys that they can trust at all. So it really is so much about this rotation. Like, we could complain about the bullpen. That's fine. Look to the very top. They walked into the season without much talent out there. And it's no surprise that we're looking at a 9.16 ERA and a 6 xFIP this year. What is surprising that just a little over the first time through the rotation, they have looked very, very strong. And we understand it would be tough to keep up a pace of nearly 10 walks per 9 innings, a 41% home run to fly ball rate. That would be tough to do. But I don't even know if they could be an average bullpen for half the year. I don't even know that that's possible with the arms that they've assembled out there. So it's always been about the rotation and what they're going to do. So Darvish being up, down, that's not going to work this year. So you wanted to see if he's going to have a bounce back, and we're going to have to wait another day for that one. But I guess it's good to hear that Quintana's bullpen session yesterday went well, 28 pitches. But I'm just the mindset there where it's news if you tell me something different. First bullpen, it usually seems like everything's great. It's always positive news, right? Once we get a little bit closer, we'll see. And I don't think many are expecting for Quintana, if available, to pitch more than half the season, if he pitches at all. But that's why so much of it is about that rotation and adding some depth to it. I don't know that you can expect Chatwood to have that sort of performance. And we saw Lester last year, certainly, I'd say the last couple of years, that he's going to be up and down. And that's the stage in his career that he's at right now. It's possibly his last year in a Cubs uniform. So it's really more about the rotation. And we can complain about the bullpen, but that's fine. When your starters are going to go five, and you're going to have plenty of games like that, when you're going five, it's going to be trouble. You're going to have to score a lot of runs if you want to have a chance. So, not a ton of surprises. A good start from Hendricks, a poor one. Not a ton of surprises the first time through, but you need to see Darvish get back to the guy that he was in the second half of last season. Joe Ostrowski with you, Sports Radio 670, The Score. If you are just joining us looking for Cubs-Reds baseball, you're not going to find it this evening. Game has been postponed, waiting on the particulars there to see if they come up with a date. They'll have plenty of opportunities in the future, of course, even though it's just 60 games to make this one up. But the game has officially been postponed. I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what the mindset is. Seriously. I understand that you want to try to get as many games in as you can. But where was the window? Guys, you were producing tonight, so you were probably taking a look at the apps or checking in with Mitch and Shane and finding out what was going on. Was there this window of 2.5 to 3 hours at any point today where they could play baseball in Cincinnati after it's been raining literally the entire since the morning. Since I started checking this morning, it was raining out in Cincinnati. And then if they would have had some sort of a window, those are some poor conditions to be playing in.
No, there was no window. I had it zoomed in on Great American Ballpark and just to see if like there was even a window just that would arise around there, you know, just like something that would pop up. Nothing. It was green to yellow the entire time up until midnight.
Okay. And like I mentioned, just to make sure my app wasn't bad, I checked multiple apps. I'm like, yeah, I don't really see it.
The AccuWeather had a window at one point. That was weird.
How large?
About an hour and a half.
You can't... in 2020, they're going to get a baseball game in an hour and a half?
Not if Kyle Hendricks ain't pitching.
Mark Burley doesn't throw an hour and a half game.
But they could call it, though, after a certain amount of innings, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it's official. The Cubs and the Reds have been postponed this evening, so no Cubs, no White Sox, but you do have some NBA action going on. You have two games, the NBA back at it. You've got the Jazz and Pelicans going on right now. Later tonight, I want to say West Coast, but they're all in Florida. The Clippers and the Lakers play tonight, but they did give them that later slot for the TV audience. Out on the West Coast, the Lakers 5-point favorites against the Clippers. And then tomorrow, we get a full schedule. We've got six games, and the first one starts at 1:30. So, you know, here's the other part of working at home. How many of you are going to be watching that game? You know what, let's do the early checkout on a Friday afternoon. I think we're good. You've got a 1:30 game, two games tipping off at 3 o'clock, 5:30, 7, 8. That is something that I do love. I want to see what those ratings look like. By the way, I did see a report the other day that these Cubs ratings are just through the roof. And that makes sense. There's not a lot to do. There's not a lot of new programming out there. But compared to last season, and there were some expectations last year, you still had Joe Maddon. You could sell Cubs baseball. People are still excited about it. But to see, and it's a small sample size, just a handful of games, for the ratings to go up 45% is insanity. I don't care that everybody's at home and they've watched everything on Netflix. I understand all that. But wow, were people starved for sports? Were they waiting for their Cubs? So good thing you got the Comcast deal done. So they've figured out where Marquee is, and you guys have been watching so far. And they've done a pretty good job. You can see little, if you're watching the pre and post game, little changes and throughout the game. Trying to figure out how much do we bring in a third voice. But it doesn't really matter. It's about the game. Do you have the games? That's all that really matters. I mean, they can tweak here and there, but nobody's turning off because of a technical issue here or... it was hard to understand that. I don't like when they bring in Ryan Demp. I don't like having three guys on the mic at the same time or how they handle certain things. You're still going to watch anyways. So they're not too worried about it. The big thing for them is they got this thing off the ground and the ratings are through the roof. And I'm sure they're expecting the money to come rolling in, no matter what the Cubs tell you, the Cubs fan, about how much money Marquee is making. And we won't be able to spend any of that. Guys, have you seen an announcement on a plan here, or is that still up in the air about making this game up?
It's still in the works right now. We haven't had an official announcement yet.
I had with Cubs officially announced no makeup date.
Okay.
No makeup date, but they both have an off day on the 10th of August, and they at the end of August, the Cubs are back in Cincinnati.
So I was thinking about this because TV is such a big part of this, certainly with the new Cubs network. And someone actually asked me on Twitter earlier this afternoon, and I would think that they'd be able to do this. But if the scenario was it's going to be 100% rain from 5 o'clock on in Cincinnati, could they make this an afternoon game if they wanted to, like on the fly? They wake up that day, they look at the radar, like, oh, you know what? Getaway day for the Cubs. It was scheduled to be an evening game, but let's have this be a day game instead. You would think they'd be able to do that, even though you have TV issues. Maybe a bigger problem if you have a game set to go on Fox or Sunday Night Baseball, something like that. But I would think with the limited amount of off days that you have, that you've got to do something if that were to be the case. So that's something else to monitor. Again, Cubs, Reds postponed this evening. Joe Ostrowski here, so I'll be here with you on Sports Radio 670, The Score. No local baseball, but we do have the NBA getting back. A few other notes I want to get to before I bring in my next guest. There is some Bears news this afternoon. Now, 2 days ago, nose tackle Eddie Goldman opted out of the 2020 season due to health concerns. We're all aware of that with COVID-19. This afternoon, the guy that was viewed as Goldman's replacement for this season, for now, nose tackle John Jenkins, he was placed on the COVID-19 list. So that means he either tested positive or he was in close contact with someone who tested positive. He's in quarantine. Obviously, with the season starting in mid-September against Detroit, week one, you would expect Jenkins to be okay, or at least hope that he'd be okay by the time we get to that point. But now that's three Bears who have tested positive. And Ryan Pace did mention yesterday on the Zoom call with the media that he does expect to trim the roster down to 80. But just with the news of this, you know the Bears are looking hard at adding some depth to that defensive line. I don't care what Ryan Pace had to say to the media. You've got it. You're going to have to add some depth. Now you're a couple defensive linemen down for the moment. Again, you expect Jenkins to be available. I can throw out a date of September 13th, but we don't know when they're going to start that season. We have no idea. And we expect them to try to start it, but don't know if they're going to finish it. Late this morning, I was viewing the Illinois Gaming Board meeting. They haven't had one in over a month. So there's some news, and there's some real bad news about what's going on in the state of Illinois. And I don't want to lose you. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but let me tell you, I've got some things to say on Early Odds on Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. I'm going to upset a lot of people, but if you follow me on social media via Twitter at Joe0670, I've been venting all week about this. The politicians have completely bungled legalized sports betting. Who would have guessed it? I understand there's a lot going on right now, but what a disaster. What a disaster. It was passed, it was launched, and they're finding ways to mess this up. Let's start with the positive. Hawthorne Racecourse, great day for them. So they got a 4-year sports betting license. Okay? So they'll have sports betting at Hawthorne. The company that will be running it is PointsBet. I've heard some really cool things from people that have used PointsBet out in New Jersey. I think there's a few other states throughout the country in which they operate. And they didn't get a gaming license, but they got to the next step. Basically, what that means is Hawthorne's on their way. They're going to have a racino there. So they're going to have a sports book and a casino at Hawthorne, and this is exactly what they were hoping for. We're not quite there yet, but they did get the sports betting license today, so congratulations to everyone over at Hawthorne Racecourse on that. You may not have noticed, we have one mobile legal book in Illinois, in Bet Rivers, and earlier this week, they pulled down a bunch of sports, and I've been trying to get answers on why, and it's been a challenge, because the gaming board will point to certain rules, and you don't know what section they're talking about or what the exact problem is. They pulled down the PGA Tour, KBO, some of these smaller soccer leagues, and from what I can gather, is if you take a look at the Sports Wagering Act, what it says is, if you sign up to play an event, you can't lose money with travel, your expenses, signing up. And in the PGA Tour, you obviously have a cut after Friday, most weeks. This week, not the case. They have WGC FedEx going on Dustin Johnson looks good. Brooks Koepka looks good early on. Usually one of the top 10, 20 golfers in the world wins those. There's no cut. It's not an issue. They're able to post that. They could not post, what is the Barracuda this week, the PGA Tour event? They could not post that. I don't think they're going to be able to post a major next week in the PGA Championship. Because according to the law, I mean, this is how I read it. It's tough to get a clear answer on any of this. Is PGA Tour is not viewed as a professional sport. Because if you don't make the cut, you don't get paid. So there are some golfers, not all, but there are some that have to pay to enter these events. And they've got caddies, they've got travel, they've got a lot of expenses. And they would lose money participating in these events. So right now, they can't offer PGA Tour. Only in Illinois. I haven't heard this be an issue in any other state. So you go back to the law. I wouldn't blame the Illinois Gaming Board. I hear people like screaming at me about the gaming board. What are they doing? It's not them. They're just enforcing the law. And I've been covering this over the last couple of years as Illinois was getting closer and closer until they passed legalized sports betting in this state. And people in the industry that cover this state by state, they told me this is one of the worst bills they've ever seen. And it's at play right now. So you can request, you can request new sports betting markets, meaning new sports or new events to bet on with the gaming board. And they mentioned this at the meeting, that on July 23rd, they received 39 different requests. I assume the PGA Tour is on there, KBO, many other sports that I don't know about. But they can't, the approval process is 30 days. So they're going to miss out like on at least three tour events. And it sounds like the major next week is included. So again, the state misses out on making a lot of money. Here's something else. DraftKings, FanDuel, I was talking about PointsBet with Hawthorne, William Hill, all very close to launching in the state of Illinois. There's been a monopoly so far for, I believe, 43 days now in this state. Governor Pritzker, the Friday news dump, he reissued a list of executive orders. He did not reissue the remote registration for sports betting. What that means to you is as DraftKings is about to launch, they're set at Casino Queen in East St. Louis. So the remote registration is gone. Now we're at in-person registration. And your governor's out there talking about health and staying safe and wearing a mask, social distancing. And then he also has brought back the in-person registration. So if you, and then I got this email about an hour before the show from DraftKings, because you may have seen or heard on some of the commercials a week ago, they were promoting early registration. That's not going to fly. That's not working. The in-person registration that they were trying to get through. FanDuel was doing the exact same thing. Got an email from DraftKings. And there are a bunch of you that received the exact same email because I was alerted to it. They said, here's what you have to do to sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook. You've got to drive down to St. Louis. You got to take a five-hour trip. A trip to Cincinnati if you want to bet in the state legally with DraftKings. If you're in the Chicagoland area, you can take about a half-hour drive over to Indiana. What a disaster. What a mess. I'll expand on that this weekend. Early odds, 8 to 9 a.m. Coming up next, I want to check in with Steve Bittenbender of Casino.org. He was also in on this Illinois Gaming Board call. He was monitoring that. And we've got some really bad news coming out of Arlington today, too. The future does not look bright for Arlington Racecourse. And Steve is going to break it all down for us. This is Joe Ostrowski with you on 670 The Score. Cubs and Reds have been postponed. So we're talking Cubs, Sox, Bears, a lot of different stuff. But right now, future looks bleak over at Arlington Racecourse. We're going to find out why next. Joe Osho, 670 The Score on the radio.com app.
We're here, which is great.
Joe Osho, because we don't have Cubs and Reds. They were postponed. No word on when they're going to officially make this thing up. I don't think many of you are traveling there. The forecast was brutal all day. So once again, rain in Cincinnati, and we're going to have to make this up. I don't know if they're going to fill an off day or look for a doubleheader. It's amazing they started this season, and Major League Baseball hasn't figured out all of that. All of that mess. So Joe Ostrowski with you on Sports Radio 670, The Score. As far as gaming in Illinois goes, it was a busy, busy day. And if you're not into sports betting, you're not into horse racing, that's fine. You should still care. You should still care about what is happening with the dollars in this state. And that's why I bring in Steve Bittenbender of Casino.org. He's on Twitter at Casino.org, Steve B. Steve, how's your afternoon? How's your evening going now?
Well, there's no Reds relievers and warming up in the bullpen, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Well, yeah, I started with the afternoon because it just the day flew by. I was staring at the laptop, and it appeared like you were doing much of the same throughout the day. I want to start with Arlington Racecourse because I didn't address that yet, and you're able to reveal much more than I understand exactly what's going on. What happened today with Arlington?
Well, today, and pretty much right before the Illinois Gaming Board met, Churchill Downs held its quarterly earnings call with stock analysts, where they talk about the future of the company and what they're kind of seeing long term as far as where Churchill Downs is going. And I wasn't on the call. I was getting ready for the IGB call. But Marcus Hirsch from the Daily Racing Forum was basically live tweeting the call, and he mentioned some comments from Bill Carstanjen, who is the CEO of Churchill Downs Incorporated, and he was basically talking about how Churchill Downs sees that. The land for Arlington Park will, and I'm going to quote Marcus quoting Bill Carstanjen here, that land will have a higher and better purpose for something else at some point. So that pretty much tells you what Churchill Downs thinks of what's going to happen with Arlington Park. And Carstanjen goes on to talk that, you know, they have the agreement to run the meet that's currently going on, and that they have an option to run the meet next year as well. But again, that's an option to run next year. So, it's not looking very good at this point for Arlington, which is a shame.
All right, help me out. What was the motivation to even get a schedule this year, and what would be the motivation to do the same next?
Well, part of the motivation for this year was you had Hawthorne basically shut down this year because they're getting ready for their casino, which the Illinois Gaming Board took some steps toward approving that today. So, you basically had this double whammy going on where, the horsemen weren't able to ride at Hawthorne. And when the Illinois Gaming When the expanded gaming law passed last year, it stipulated that the horsemen in the thoroughbred tracks had to come to a purse agreement by the end of the calendar year. So they had to come to an agreement on that by December 31st, 2019. They did not get that done until I believe it was sometime last month. I don't remember the exact date, but it was a long, drawn-out process, and Arlington and Churchill Downs was basically trying to, according to the Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, reducing purses and not really making it profitable for the horsemen to race there. And when I talked to the horsemen earlier in the year, you know, this was their main concern, was that, you know, at some point Arlington would close down. So, you know, it's a happy day for Illinois racing, but it's also at the same time a sad day for Illinois racing as well.
Yeah, it really is. That's a good way to put it. When I talk to people about Arlington, I mean, there's some people that don't even, and you know, Steve, you know, so many people that are very passionate when it comes to horse racing. They don't even like to talk about it because the writing has been on the wall for years. And this may be surprising to a lot of people that haven't witnessed what's been going on there, but it's not even close to what it once was when many of us visited many, many years ago.
Right. Well, in along those lines, I remember I talked with officials up in Arlington Heights, and you know they still embrace the sport up there, and I can only imagine what's happening up there. And you know, I can remember Arlington Million has always been one of those must see races for me. I remember John Henry. You go back to some of the great horses that ran in that race. But, to me, to not have racing at Arlington in the very near future, is something that's a little unsettling, even as the sport itself, probably is unfortunately on the way out.
And while it is a good day for Hawthorne, and I want to get to that in just a moment, talk to a lot of people, and you talk to people at Hawthorne, they don't like this. They don't want this because they know it's horrible for the sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now, Hawthorne had one of the two meets. Now, now are they going to maybe try to do extra days? I don't know. That's going to be a decision for the racing board. It also may depend, if there's another track that may step up. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And there was some allusion to that Churchill may look to go elsewhere in the state, but nothing really, nothing really firm at this point as far as where that may be. And of course, the main reason why Arlington is probably in the situation that it's in, is Churchill now owns a majority stake in Rivers Casino there, which is 15 minutes away from the track. Right. If you didn't have that, then Churchill Downs would probably, jump at the opportunity to put a casino there, and we might have a different story. But they opted to go in with Rush Street on Rivers there, and that kind of just started the whole ball rolling.
Joe Ostrowski with Steve Bittenbender. Casino.org is where you can find his work. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Cubs and Reds have been postponed tonight, and you mentioned what happened on that call today with CDI. And I kind of chuckled when Steve Brubaker, who's a state lobbyist, he responded to something that was brought up on that call when CDI was asked, are you guys going to try to get on the Chicago casino? And Brubaker was laughing about it online, like, Neil Bloom's not going to let you do that?
No. Could they possibly be interested in something else gaming-wise in Illinois? Possibly, yes. But no, they're not there. I don't see them. I see that casino, the Chicago downtown casino.
In a decade.
You're probably looking at a Vegas. You're looking at a Vegas company there that would go for it. An MGM, a Sands, someone like that. Churchill Downs is a major gaming player, and it's key to remember Churchill Downs is a gaming company that happens to do horse racing now. That is the company. But I can't see them being able to pull together something that would allow Churchill Downs to run a resort destination casino like that.
I'm kind of asking the impossible here, because we're talking about gaming and we're talking about Illinois and politics all wrapped up into one. But if you had to take a guess when we will have the Chicago casino, what year would you pick?
What year? Oh, yeah. Geez. I would say, and I'm probably going conservative here, but I'd say 24, 25. And just considering how everything has lined up so far with this gaming law and all the pushback, you know, here it is. It's been over a year since that law has been passed. And granted, obviously COVID-19 had some issues to do with this, but you know, there's still not a whole lot of progress on, you know, sports betting licenses. There's still not a lot of progress on the regional casinos that were part of that bill. Still nothing whatsoever as far as the sports arenas and stadiums. Now, obviously, again, COVID-19, there's no one going to the stadiums now. But D.C., you at least see the Wizards and Capitals have a deal with William Hill. D.C. United, I believe, has a deal with Caesars, which, of course, is now back under William Hill. So you have some movement there in D.C. I would have suspected that there would have been at least some movement, whether it's the Cubs or the White Sox or the United Center. As far as a possible sports book moving forward there, but we don't have any of that.
And it sounds like the Chicago Sky could get involved.
Yeah, there has been. I have heard some talk about getting. I believe that, you know, they play in another arena there in Chicago.
Yes, Wintrust was built a couple of years ago.
Right. So, you know, I think that would obviously be an attraction to help them draw people. There's a lot still going on that, you know, where, you know, a lot of pieces in play here as far as where things stand in Illinois.
Joe Ostrowski with Steve Bittenbender, Sports Radio 670, The Score, talking about the news today with Arlington Race Course. It sounds like the future, there's not much of one there. Steve, have you ever heard any rumblings, just conversations with folks that you've had in the industry? When CDI goes on a call today and says that there's a lot more you can do with the land and the future is not horse racing, have you ever heard any conversations about what they might be referring to?
No, but I would think being suburban Chicago, that's a pretty nice area up there in Illinois, or up in Arlington Heights. That, you know, it'd probably be some type of development attraction up there. You take a look at where some of the other former horse racetracks. Hollywood Park obviously is now being built for been turned into a football stadium for the Rams and Chargers. Calder, the racetrack there is on its last legs. That's possibly going to be just become a casino with High Line down there in Florida. It all depends on, you know, what buyer might be interested in that property. But, they obviously, you know, the land itself would be valuable, and it would be something that Churchill would look to cash in on.
Hawthorne Racecourse gets the sports betting license, a 4-year master sports wagering license. Mm-hmm. Points Bet will be operating out of Hawthorne Racecourse. Don't have the gaming license yet. They're getting there. So the Racino is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Any details that you would like to share with the audience, what it's going to look like over at Hawthorne, what sort of a timeline, any insight?
Yeah, the timeline, at least from what Hawthorne officials have been talking about, it looks like they are looking at sometime next year to be ready with the casino. Sports betting will probably come before that. I'm not exactly sure when that's still contingent on what the IGB does. But living in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm right across the river. Right across the river from Southern Indiana. PointsBet has been in Indiana for a while, and some of your listeners may be PointsBet customers who go over to Hammond or Gary to get online there. But one thing I noticed last week, I had a chance to go over, and I went ahead and started adding some of the new apps that Indiana had legalized during the COVID-19 shutdown. One of them was PointsBet. And I had some issues with it. But the one thing that was really interesting was the proactive customer service that I got from PointsBet. You know, I had someone reach out to me via text while I was on there and follow up with a call. So, you know, it seems like at least in talking to them, and I've been talking with PointsBet people now for over a year, you know, they really seem to be, you know, customer focused and proactive in their customer service. And they also have some interesting betting options as well that you're not going to see at your traditional sports book. The one thing they're really known for is what's called points betting, which basically is, you know, let's say I think the Lakers tonight are I think 4-point favorites right now against the Clippers tonight. Let's say if you wanted to do a points bet style bet, you could say, okay, I'll take the Lakers giving 4 points at $10. If the Lakers cover by 5, you get $10. Or you get the odds. If it's 6, you get double. 7, you know, and so forth. It's progressive. Yeah. Now, if the Lakers lose by 10 points, then you're paying that exponentially too. Now you can cap it and so forth, so you can limit the risk. But it's a different style bet. You know, they do it with other things too. Like, you know, I've seen it before where they will offer players, and it's points times rebounds times assists, and whatever that number is. You know, obviously if they go 10, 10, and 10, that's 1,000. So, you know, anything over that, you get the exponential. Anything under that, you pay the exponential. So it's fascinating.
Offering something you really don't see anywhere else. Yeah, that's the key here, is we're going to see all these books open up. The other interesting part of what you just had to say there was, as you were downloading all the Indiana apps, and there's one in Illinois, and today the 8th sports book in Indiana went live on your phone. 8. Mm-hmm. It's been so frustrating, man. And then to find out that, they were trying to push early registration with FanDuel and DraftKings. But if you want to bet with DraftKings in the state of Illinois, you got to take a 5-hour trip from Chicago to East St. Louis.
Or as Steve said, just hop on a Southwest flight from Midway down to Lambert. And, honestly, I was thinking of that. And it was like, you know, with some of the bonuses that they're going to give out, that, you know, that might be worth it to some people, but, you know, again, you got to do it within reason. You know, make sure that it's reasonable. But, you know, it's an hour flight from Midway to Lambert. So
spend a day, so we allow you to give us your money.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. No, and it's, you know, the in-person registration, you know, and it was something that Kentucky was considering too when they were debating sports betting in this last session, was having people go to the tracks to register, or the historical horse racing parlors here in the state to register. And, you know, it's about, you know, It's about getting people into the casino. It is what that's for. And, unfortunately,
it's not going to work. Good luck. Good luck talking to a 25-year-old, and they're going to say, screw that. I'm just going to stay offshore. I'll be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Or maybe if they have a conscience, maybe they'll cross over into Gary or Hammond or somewhere over in Northwest Indiana and do what they do in New York and New Jersey. There's that possibility too. But no, you're right. It's a lot to ask someone to drive, 8 hours round trip, 8+ hours round trip.
That's so silly.
To register. And, it's all about territory. And it's all about, guarding territory and doing what they, at least for now, Bet Rivers in the very near future will have competition from PointsBet. And I would imagine, PointsBet does have retail sportsbooks. They're going to have a retail sportsbook at Hawthorne, and I believe 3 of their OTBs. But they'll have online as well. So that'll give competition, and we'll see what happens from there as far as what other licenses may open up soon.
And eventually we'll get some innovation there. Steve Bittenbender, casino.org. Steve, thank you for all the information. A lot going on. It always happens on a Thursday. Gaming in Illinois, usually pretty busy.
Yes, it does. Joe, my pleasure. Thanks for the time. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, Steve. Great information from Steve. Follow him on Twitter, at casino.org. Steve B. He's on top of it when it comes to horse racing and casinos and all that stuff. So a lot going on in Illinois. I wanted to bring him on tonight. Joe Ostrowski with you. Cubs, Reds have been postponed. So the game is not around the corner. It's not happening tonight. They have not announced a makeup date. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll check in with our friend James Fox. He was talking to the Sox today. They had Nick Madrigal north of the city, then Chris Getz up there talking about when Madrigal is going to be up. Maybe we'll also squeeze in some Bears. Joe O Show, Sports Radio 670, The Score, and the Radio.com app.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.